I think it's safe to say he is the leading academic in America, maybe the world, when it comes to guns, gun use, gun crimes, gun laws, and statistics, which is important. So many people make their decisions on guns and, well, frankly, other things based on emotion. Dr. John Lott, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I want to discuss The War on Guns, your brand new book. How many books is this?
This is my ninth book.
Ninth book? I thought it was eight, so I'm a little behind. I haven't had the chance to finish the book yet, but I will give you a review soon. What I need to know is I'm reading a review here by Jazz Shaw on Hot Air, and it talks about you dispelling, you know, myths of the anti-gun people, like why licenses, regulations, and background checks don't actually help. Tell me about this book and why you wrote this book and why it's different from the other eight.
Well, I think there's a lot at stake right now in terms of the public debate about guns. I think the debate has changed. I mean, you have people like George Soros not only involved in the political aspect, and Michael Bloomberg not only involved in the political aspects, but they're funding literally hundreds of millions of dollars of research that gets massive, uncritical media publicity when the studies come out. Bloomberg is training reporters through the Columbia University Journalism School. I mean, you could just imagine if the NRA asked to set up something with Columbia University where they would set up a program that could help train journalists how to properly cover the gun issue. I mean, it wouldn't even pass the laugh test at a university. And so you have that. And there's just a lot of misinformation out there. You know, Hillary Clinton just a week or so ago was again claiming that there are 2.4 million dangerous or prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. I mean, that's simply false. President Obama and Hillary Clinton keep on claiming that the United States is somehow unique in terms of mass public shootings. That's simply wrong. I mean, I know it doesn't fit their template. They wouldn't want to go and admit that during the Obama presidency, we've had 50% more casualties from mass public shootings in the European Union than we've had in the United States, because they want to go and have the types of gun control laws in the United States that they already have in Europe. And if they were to admit that despite those laws, they have a lot worse mass public shootings in Europe during even just the Obama's presidency, it wouldn't fit the narrative that they try to get across. So,
well, they just had a shooting, was it not last week, at the mall in Germany, where there was a shooting. Of course, the biggest mass shooting being that at the Bataclan in Paris, of course.
Right. Well, I mean, they've had a number of mass public shootings which are bigger than what we've had in the United States. You know, again, just even focusing during Obama's presidency, you had the Norway shooting in 2011, but you know, it's not. It's something that keeps on occurring time after time, and it's not, you know, it just...
Here's what I want to focus on, because here's what you hear, and I talk to, you know, I have friends that are on the left side of the political scale, if you will. They do not like guns particularly, but I don't believe that those folks, the folks that I talk to personally, want to take my guns outright. But it wouldn't take a hell of a lot to convince them, and therein lies the problem, because I believe, and I think you do as well, based on the conversations we've had and this book itself, they are coming for the guns. And Hillary Clinton doesn't want just your assault weapons or just your semi-automatic weapons. Make no mistake, she wants them all.
Right.
Well, look, do you believe that? Because I do.
Right. I mean, I don't know how much clearer she can be. In the first chapter of The War on Guns, I have quotes from Hillary Clinton. You know, it's very clear that she wants to overturn the Heller and McDonald decisions, two cases that we've talked about on your program frequently. The Heller decision essentially struck down what was effectively a complete ban on guns in Washington, D.C. Handguns were banned outright, but it was a crime punishable by 5 years in prison to actually load a bullet into the chamber of a rifle or to put a shotgun shell into a shotgun. And the Supreme Court said, look, you've effectively outlawed any type of self-defense with a gun, with any type of gun. Now, Hillary Clinton says that she wants to overturn that decision, and if she wins and can appoint somebody to replace Antonin Scalia, she'll be able to do that. Now, when pressed about that, she says, well, she just wants to overturn it so that she can have reasonable gun regulation. Well, the only regulations that that the Heller decision dealt with was whether or not Washington, D.C. could have this effective ban on using guns for self-defense, completely ban any type of gun being used for self-defense. So there's nothing else. They didn't cover any other issue in there. And so if she overturns that, then it will again be possible for governments in the United States to completely ban anyone using a gun for self-defense. And so somebody should force her to explain why that's what she calls a reasonable regulation. Why, if you were to go and try to use a gun to defend yourself and your family, why just the very act, not even firing the gun, but just putting the bullet in the chamber of a gun, why should that be punishable by 5 years in prison?
And let me just, for people that don't understand and still having trouble getting the concept, here it is. Let me lay out one of the strictest gun control cities in America. It is Chicago. And year to date in Chicago, 2,645 people have been shot in the city of Chicago, 407 killed as a result of gunshot. That's 407 people killed just this year. 42 of those people, more than 10%, died just since the beginning of August. It's a city that has very strict gun control. Those are the stats. They're irrefutable.
All right. Well, I mean, Chicago kind of exemplifies gun control in many different ways, but also just liberal policies. The fact that Rahm Emanuel reduced the number of police, moved police from high crime to low crime areas for political purposes that he had, put other restrictions on police, disbanded gang units in the city. All those things work together. But of course, in Illinois, costs around $500 to go through the process to get a concealed handgun permit. That means the very people that my research indicates who benefit the most from owning guns, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, are priced out of the ability to go and defend themselves and their families legally.
No question. And so the gun is the book, excuse me, is The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. Dr. John Lott, the premier academic and author on such topics in America and possibly the world, is the author. Where can they find the gun, Doctor?
The book, they can get it at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or hopefully most bookstores.
There you go, shooting off at the mouth. And you can find out more at the Crime Prevention Research Center. That's crimeresearch.org.
Thank you.